Welcome to Arts Live and Local. I'm Teresa, and I am sitting in for Carol today. And we're going to start with two guests who are going to tell us all about a wonderful event on the peninsula. Go ahead.
Thank you, Teresa. Well, I'm Betty Lou Krause, and this is
Linda Marsh.
And we're here to represent the Peninsula Arts Association. We have a new event next weekend, the Summer Studio Tour, July 19th, 20th, and 21st. And we're here today because it's a week from today. Next Friday, we'll be in our studios, hoping you'll come by to see us. We've had 11 studio tours in the past, but we have that every year on Thanksgiving weekend, so this is our first go at a summer studio tour. There are 23 artists participating.
Wow.
We have 12 venues on the peninsula, and it's a fun event for lots of reasons. One is the peninsula is so beautiful, and you get a chance to drive on those little streets that you always wanted to check out and visit some of the artists making wonderful pottery and soap and paintings and probably anything you can imagine you could find on the tour. So we thought we'd take you on the tour just briefly.
Great.
And talk about the artists.
Okay.
So all the way up north, up by Oysterville, we have Harmony Soapworks. Diana has a little soap factory up there near her house, and she makes the most exquisite soaps. She also does a special line of her Nasty Women soaps, so you might want to check those out as well.
Nasty Women.
Nasty Women, special, wonderful soaps.
Okie dokie.
As well as many other. These are handcrafted, all-natural fabulous soaps for you, and great gifts as well. And sometimes there's specials, and you just have to go and have a look. So coming south from Oysterville, just north of Ocean Park is my studio. I'll be at my house, and I tag my art inner and outer landscapes. I'm a painter, kind of expressionist nature, and I have my art also hand silk screened on t-shirts. And that supports another woman-owned business on the peninsula who does the silk screening. And I have originals and prints and cards. And who knows, maybe I'll make you some cookies as well.
Oh, wow. Art and cookies.
Art and cookies. Continuing into the heart of Ocean Park, downtown. Woo!
Gay Romantic Cosmopolitan Ocean Park.
That's right. Don't miss it. But we have the wonderful Bay Avenue Gallery there. And Sue Raymond is the owner and the featured artist there. She's a remarkable potter who makes, you might have seen her birds in particular. They're in galleries up and down the coast. But she makes fish and birds and whimsical creatures. But she also represents over 50 local artists there. So
wow.
There is lots of art that's right near the beach if you want to stop and take a walk. We also have Andrea Weir, who's not on the map, but she's stepped in. She's a well-known glass artist. There are churches in the area with her amazing glass windows in them. She does fused glass, painted glass, stained glass, and she's also has a lot of beautiful glass jewelry. She's also a painter, has drawings, quite a remarkable artist, and that's right on Bay Avenue as well as you're heading towards the bay. And then Eric Weigart, our best-known artist of the region. He's an internationally known watercolor artist,
mm-hmm.
And I'm sure lots of you who are listening have been to Eric's studio, and if you haven't, well, come on up.
Yeah.
As you leave Ocean Park and head south towards Long Beach, along the way on the main highway is the Hobbit Shop. It's called the Hobbit Shop because Jim Unwin is a wood carver who has the cutest little studio decorated with driftwood and set in the forest. You could swear that a hobbit might live there. And he looks a little bit like a hobbit,
yes,
don't you
does.
Think? He kind of does. So do stop and visit Jim. He carves Northwest style pieces. There's lots of different things. You never know whether it's going to be a walking stick or a sculpture or a figure. But he's always working on interesting new stuff. And then we arrive at the studio of
Marsh Pottery. And that's the one that I own. And I have a wide variety of pottery there, both functional and just artistic type things. I specialize kind of in big pots. I really enjoy making them.
When you say big pots, how big?
Maybe 24, 30 wow. inches tall and 18 inches wide or so.
Oh, gigantic.
Yeah, great big ones for decorative mm-hmm. purposes. Lately, I've been working on a lot of planters. I have a big greenhouse with lots of succulents, and so I'm trying to incorporate something that'll bring both the pottery and the succulents together. So recently, I've been making monster pottery planters mm-hmm. for my succulents. So enough about me. Let's go on down to Long Beach. A new venue for us this year is the depot, the old train depot in Long Beach. It's okay. on 3rd Street across from Dennis Company. We have 11 artists there. We have Connie Kreiss, who does watercolor and acrylics. Deirdre Duell, who does all kinds of mosaics, mirrors, globes for your garden, tables.
Oh, wow.
Coral Hughes, she takes art that is from local artists and makes it into jewelry, which is kind of an interesting effect on them. Jeanette Hansen, she does watercolor and prints. Gloria Martin, she does original watercolors. Nancy Myrick, she does photography. She's really into like butterflies and small animals like that. And with her photography, she makes magnetic frames, jewelry, cards. Joanne Webster is a unique artist in our group. She makes little art dolls and does work with fiber art, clay buttons, and little mini shrines she makes.
Wow. I mean, there is just like something for everybody.
For everyone, yes. Actually,
many things for everyone.
Yeah, we hope so.
Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
Next one is Sam Huffman, and she does paintings on a variety of things. She finds floats that come in on the ocean or driftwood or something like that, and she does beautiful paintings on it. Wendy Cicerelle, she does paintings also on cards and prints. Sean Hagstrom does photography, and she'll have cards. And she says she likes to capture frogs and flowers.
Okay.
Helen Marston, she works on glass mosaics, coin jewelry, driftwood, wind chimes, and watercolor.
Okay, go ahead. So those are 10 artists.
11 artists.
Oh, 11
artists. At the depot. In Long Beach on 3rd Street.
Wow. Okay.
Be sure and follow the signs because the maps are kind of confusing sometimes, but the maps can be picked up at any studio or visitor information bureau.
Sure.
And so be sure and pick up your map and follow the signs.
And people can also download a map, can't they?
Yes. Or go on Facebook. Peninsula Arts Association Facebook has a map on there.
Great.
And we keep trying to share it so it comes up often and you can find it easy there.
Okay.
And it'll be in the Observer too, right?
The map won't be in the Observer this time.
Okay.
The next one is M&D. It's right in the heart of Long Beach and there will be two artists there. Vicki Branch, who does a lot of beautiful jewelry with her glass art. She also does clay designs. And then Lou Swenson, she is one that does a lot of sculpturing in clay.
Ah.
And she does like mermaids or octopus or unusual sea creatures mm-hmm. and things like that. So we have a big variety of artists
yeah.
in our group. Oh, next one down the line is Catherine Clark. She has a brand new studio in Seaview on 49th Street. She does original watercolor paintings, and she will have those for sale and prints and cards there.
And if you keep going south, or you could start in Ilwaco.
And go north.
And go north. We have two artists participating there down on the port. We have Louisa Mack, who has been works in her studio and creates just exquisite jewelry. I have several of her pieces. I didn't wear it today, but I love her work.
Great.
She does silver and sometimes a little bits of gold incorporated as well, and she can tell you a great story about where the gold comes from. And Marie Powell, many of you I know probably own or Marie Powell's work. She's a very well-known artist in the Pacific Northwest and also in New Zealand. And she does paintings and printmaking and has a studio right on the waterfront in Ilwaco.
So, I mean, you could, this would be a big day.
This would be a huge day.
So why are you guys doing this and what should people appreciate about it?
I think we're all doing it to share our interest in the arts. And it's fun to have people come in and that maybe have never, like I work with clay, maybe they haven't worked with clay. I'm always demonstrating something there. I do allow people to get their hands dirty in the clay.
Oh, wow.
Try to experiment. So it's to share our interest in the arts.
And also our beautiful place. We love the peninsula.
Sure.
We have all, most of us have lived there a long time, but anyone who does chooses it, or maybe it chooses us. And we love giving people that opportunity to see how much art is going on in that
rural place. Yeah, I think your observations about showing people what's involved, because that can, I mean, it's one thing to see a finished piece, but to really appreciate all the steps that go into it. Beyond great design and imagination, you know, there is that technical ability that requires great skill. So what else should we know about this event?
Well, we should know that it's next Friday, Saturday, and about half the studios are open on Sunday.
Okay.
So July 19th, 20th, and 21st.
And
if you look at your map, there are red stars by the studios that will be open on Sunday.
Got it. And what hours on Friday, the 19th?
10 to 4 every day.
Oh, okay. That sounds wonderful. I encourage everyone to cruise the Long Beach Peninsula and enjoy the summer studio tour. Thank you so much for coming and telling us about this. Okay, we're going to have a little musical interlude, and next up is Bethany Rowland.
Cocaine was the Coke and Coca-Cola, and all the music pipers who smoked reefers were called vipers. That's when the Storyville story started. That's when I was a viper man. I was a viper man, way down in a New Orleans band. Oh my, how I played back then for those Creole queens presiding over New Orleans. That band, that land was all Dixie. Things got hot around 4 o'clock. Music men, band leaders from everywhere would come on in to the place we were playing at on Rampart Street. Rest their weary.
Just a little introduction. The tenor guitar people will be here soon. Well, we have Bethany Rowland here. And I had not met Bethany, but I was sent her latest artwork. And my response, quite honestly, was wowza. I want it all. I want all of them. So, Bethany, tell us first about the show.
All right. Well, thanks for having me, Teresa.
You bet.
So, I'm showing at Imogen Gallery, which is part of the Art Walk. Starts tomorrow evening, 5 to 8.
And tell us where Imogen is.
On 11th.
Right.
We'll find it. Yeah. Yes, you'll find it. It's on the Art Walk map.
Right, which is tomorrow.
Anyway, yes. So I'm showing a series of acrylic paintings that were inspired during some spring residencies at Playa at Summer Lake, which is an artist science residency in Southern Oregon.
Okay.
And my subject matter is the natural world. I love birds, and that was actually one of the focuses of my residency, which was really refreshing because I have a full-time job doing other things, and it was nice to have 2 weeks of unfettered time to just focus on painting.
Mm-hmm.
So what you'll see in the show are acrylic paintings that are semi-abstract, semi-representational, which means you'll see some high detail, areas of high detail, and then I actually love the looseness of having some ambiguity in the painting, which you get with lots of layers, and I can describe that later, but that's...
Oh, you can describe it now.
Okay. Well, artists tend to have their favorite palettes, their favorite brushes, their favorite techniques, and I've just sort of developed this over time, but I work on clay board, which mm-hmm. is a hard surface. Kind of feels like a countertop, but it's made out of clay, and it takes the acrylic paint very well. Acrylic paint can act like, I mean, it's not oil. I wish I could paint in oil, but I would choke to death because mm-hmm. I can't handle the fumes. Anyway, the... clay board is my surface I use. I use a lot of what they call medium, which thins the paint into these glazes. I'll often start a painting very abstractly with lots of just random marks and sometimes just sit there and wait to see what emerges. Sometimes I know exactly sort of the bird I want to paint, but for example, there's a painting down there that started out as an attempt to be an owl.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up as my version of a golden eagle. So,
wow.
You can kind of see the history of the paintings when you look at them. Anyway.
Cool. And you have and I noticed that at least the things that I downloaded are mostly raptors.
They are, yes.
And why is that?
Well, I guess part of why I am drawn to raptors is because of an experience I had. So I'm a nurse practitioner with a psychotherapy practice in Portland.
Okay.
I work in an old building on the 8th floor. There's a beautiful French balcony outside. And I got to work one morning, and there was a gorgeous peregrine falcon sitting on the balcony. I literally sort of fell to my knees. Because the windows are very large, you can see very well. And it was January 15th, 2017. So that was 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, I cannot, I don't want to scare her. I'll just stay away.
Right.
But I had someone coming in to see me, and I thought, it's now or never. I've got to go up and see if I can get close.
Mm-hmm.
And she was there just sort of cleaning bits of flesh out of her talons, just mm-hmm. looking around. I'd actually never been that close to a wild creature like that. That was, she just landed there.
Yeah.
And anyway, she stayed for 4 hours.
My goodness.
And it just felt like there's something happening here.
Yeah.
I contacted Bob Salinger up at the Audubon Society.
Right, I know Bob.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's the raptor guy. He's been really instrumental in conservation. And he said, you know, she's not banded because I took all these photographs. Mm-hmm. And he said she's probably a migrant.
Ah.
That was right around the time of the migrant crisis was really hitting the news, and it just became part of how I incorporated my response to what was happening with the migrant crisis to
creating a show. Right.
Yes, sort of that reality of here's what's happening outside my balcony, and you know, there's a mystery that comes with wild creatures and nature,
and many of them are migrants. You know, they're animal migrants.
Yes. Yeah. So when I went to Playa, I was really interested in observing the ways of raptors. So there were red-tailed hawks, a lot of northern harriers. But my, as I was telling my husband, you know, my response to or my relationship to birds is more poetic than scientific. And the birds that you'll see in the show are not all what I saw at Playa. So they're from a variety of locations.
I think that I've been a naturalist for a while, and I think that, I mean, yeah, there's all the science stuff, but it's there. You're right. There is so much magic.
Yeah, yeah.
And take your breath away kind of magic.
I know it sounds kind of shocking to say this, but when she flew away, this peregrine falcon, I thought, you know, and I'm a mother of four children. They're all grown up, but I have plenty of things to live for in my life. But I thought I could die tomorrow and it would be fine. That was sort of the way I felt.
Yeah, I can't imagine having a raptor that close for 4 hours.
And she, literally, she was like a few feet away from me. And so I'll probably be painting her for the rest of my life.
Oh, well, I think that would be a wonder. So you've been an artist for
a while.
A while.
I came to it, I was almost 40, so I wasn't a spring chicken. I was going through a change of, you know, I was actually getting a divorce, and a friend said, hey, there's this guy in Portland named Phil Sylvester. He's got the drawing studio. It's really a different way of teaching art, and I took some classes and ended up just taking classes, charcoal drawing at first, and then acrylic painting for off and on for like 15 years.
And for you, what is the greatest joy of being an artist, and what is the greatest challenge?
The greatest joy is there is a never-ending capacity to express something in paint that kind of goes beyond words. And I imagine this is kind of how other artists feel, whatever their medium, music, dance, or that if you're really responding to the emotion of, and a lot of it's unconscious, you know, what comes out, at least for me, because my work tends to be a little on the abstract side. I love that I've seemed to have landed on a way to paint that actually, you know, I'm not saying it's easy. And so when you say the greatest challenge, I think myself.
Sure,
I am
absolutely
my greatest challenge.
Okay.
Because there's times when I forget how to paint, literally. Like I just have, I'm sure people can relate to this, but you just, you don't quite know what you're doing and you get lost. And, you know, I didn't start showing my work till about 6 years ago.
Oh, really?
So okay. You know, there's many, many hours of just practice, and that's what it takes.
Well, and I remember sort of something comparable. Sergei Antonov is a cellist, world-class cellist who comes to Astoria regularly. He has sort of adopted Astoria, and one of the and he will frequently take questions from the audience, and people sort of asked about practicing. And he said, for every day I don't practice, I lose 2 days.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Of skill. If I take a week off, it's going to take me 2 weeks to get back to where I was.
Wow.
So
essentially,
stopping for periods of time is not such a good idea. And I think that, you know, there's also the incubation But the, that basic, I mean, you have to keep the muscle memory going.
Right, right.
And you have to, and I think the challenge is also to translate what's in your brain onto the paper. And yeah, I just totally admire what you've done.
Thank you. Well, I love part of what I didn't mention, but, and this is kind of an ironic way to talk about the joy of it, but I love how, for me, painting can hold the sorrow and the joy. And, you know, the time, the turbulent times we're living in, it's to, you know, art can hold that. And it's, there's a lot of darkness happening. And part of the relief of going to Playa was to have respite from the news. And I talk about in my artist statement how I, something shifted in me when I was there, and I, that became a little untethered, which is my fixation on, like, I've got to do something, I've got to listen, I've got to, and I was getting, there was some despair. And I think there are ways to be with grief and sorrow, and it's beautiful. And I am drawn to the beauty, even if it's dark and sorrowful.
Actually, I just found myself thinking that's a wonderful description of hospice care.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I started out as an intensive care nurse. And I worked night shift, and I loved being with people in their time of, you know, challenge and grief. And I that's when I decided to move into mental health. So it's continued.
And I think you're right. Being able to hold all of those emotions with grace. Okay, so let's review. Your artwork is going to be included in the Astoria Art Walk, which is tomorrow. And Bethany Rowland's work is at Imogen Gallery, 240 11th Street in Astoria. And her work will be on display until August 6th.
Yes.
So do make a point of going to the artwork tomorrow, art walk tomorrow, or just
anytime. The artwork is up right now, so it's open to be seen.
So you don't even have to wait for the art walk. Thank you so much, Bethany.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Okay.
I've got 11 songs to play for you on my tenor guitar. Won't you listen to my 10 or 11 songs? I've got 11 songs to play for you on my tenor guitar. Won't you listen to my 10 or 11 songs? Way back in the day, when I had a six-string guitar to play, I met up with a quaint little man. He played a small four-string guitar. He was the best musician I'd heard by far. I quickly became his most enthused fan. As he'd sing, I've got 11 songs to play for you on my tenor guitar. Won't you listen to my 10 or 11 songs? I've got 11 songs to play for you on my tenor guitar. Won't you listen to my 10 or 11 songs? He told me, son, this is a tenor guitar, tuned C-G-D-A. I love the tone and the way it rings. You don't see many of these around, but it's got an intoxicating sound, even if it only has four strings. It was the choice of Raben Delmore, Tiny Grimes, and Nick Reynolds. That made it plenty good enough for me. One day you might feel it's good enough for you. You're a young fella now, so we'll just have to wait and see. Years rolled by, flashed by really, when I went to the music store. It was long past time to replace an old set of strings. Hanging on the wall that day was the old man's tenor guitar. I strummed it open, and it started to sing. I walked out with his old guitar and a tenor banjo chord book. Those four strings sure had a full, sweet sound. At jam sessions with other musicians, I started having more fun. I was the only tenor guitar guy around. I was watching an old movie on the television featuring Louis Armstrong's band. In back of Louis, I saw a four-string guitar. That cat was just wailing, wailing away. And all he had was that four-stringer to play. Every now and then when I'm playing, I can hear that old man sing.
Well, that was a recording from one of the tenor gatherings, but we have the real thing right here in the studio right now. So first, I will have folks introduce themselves and then tell us what the event is, because it's going on right now and will continue. So,
my name is Eric Sylvester, and my wife and I currently live in San Francisco, but we were both born and raised in Cincinnati, Ohio.
And what instrument do you play?
I'm playing a tenor guitar, of course. This is a tenor guitar gathering, and tonight we're going to have a concert that starts at 6 o'clock with a little meet and greet that starts at 5:30.
Okay, and that's at the Performing Arts Center here in Astoria.
That's right.
588 16th Street. My name's Tom Molino. I own TenorGuitar.com, and I remind everybody of it every chance I get.
That's a good thing.
This is about my fourth or fifth gathering. I don't remember. It's been a few years, but it's always a lot of fun, and we like coming down here and playing. And Mark Josephs, the guy you were just playing, the late Mark Josephs, he started putting these gatherings together with the idea in mind, because tenor guitar is kind of such an obscure instrument that when we all took up the tenor guitar, we assumed we were the only one.
Yeah, for real.
Okay.
So now we're a tight-knit community, all because of Mark Joseph. So mm-hmm. I got to give him credit for that.
And this is your 10th year?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm Jean Mann. I'm here from Seattle, Washington. We're all from all over the country, basically.
Cool.
And I'm playing a tenor guitar as well. I'm the sole female of the club, so I call these my tenor guitar boyfriends.
Okay.
Just for a weekend every year. And yeah, we're having a wonderful two concerts tonight and tomorrow night.
Great.
Same space.
Cool. Oh yeah, I'm John Lawler, and I'm from Philly. And I've been playing tenor guitar since I was a little kid.
Really?
So, I didn't know there were so many of these guys, you know, that played this instrument, because it's a goofy thing. It was a popular thing back in the 20s. And then when, like, rock and roll came along, it kind of, these kind of instruments just faded into the background.
Oh.
But they're actually making a big comeback now, which is very hip. It's like a neat thing. But, I've been playing a long time, and I hear tenor. I don't hear regular guitar. It's my favorite thing. You can build chords on it nicer, and it's a very pretty instrument.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad it's making a comeback. And they're starting to build them now again, too, which is neat, which is a very neat thing.
And my name's Mitchell Desjarnet. I'm a former board member for the Tenor Guitar Foundation, and I haven't been up here since the fourth gathering, so
right.
We're on the 10th this year. I'm from Southern California, and I just blundered into a music store one day. I think this is very similar to Gene's story, and there was a Vega tenor hanging on the wall, and I picked it up and hit it, and it kind of vibrated into my chest,
mm-hmm.
and I said, this is all right.
Yeah.
I haven't looked back. And
yeah,
that
tenor's a neat thing.
Yeah.
And can someone or all of you tell us about the events? I mean, there are events going on now, but what is going to be transpiring through this afternoon and evening and then on through the weekend?
So workshops in the morning, For instance, I teach beginner ukulele besides this four-string instrument playing, and others are teaching tenor techniques and things like that. So it's music lesson kind of workshops in the mornings, and then jams right there in all of it taking place in the pack.
Right.
And then both evenings, 6 p.m., the concert, 5:30 p.m., meet and greet. And, that's kind of, we've kind of narrowed it down into a two-day intensive this time.
Intensive, yeah.
And if people want details about when and things where, are happening.
Yes, tenorguitargathering.info.
Okay.
Oh.
Why don't you say that one more time?
tenorguitargathering.info.
Great.
All strung together, yes.
Right. And there is information in the Coast Weekend that is out, and that provides some information as well. How about some music?
Sure.
Yeah, Sydney.
So who's going to play what?
Would you like to start?
Well, I'll kick off.
Okay.
Eric here.
Yes.
And I'm primarily a singer, so I'm going to sing you a song and, of course, play the tenor guitar.
Okay.
We ain't got a barrel of money, maybe ragged and funny, but we'll travel along, singing our song, side by side. Don't know what's coming tomorrow, maybe it's trouble and sorrow, but we'll travel the road, sharing our load, side by side. Through all kinds of weather, what if the sky should fall? Just as long as we're together, it doesn't matter at all. When they've all had their troubles and parted, we'll be the same as we started, just traveling along, singing our song, side by side. Just traveling along, singing our song, side by side.
Cool.
Why don't we just keep going with music? No, really, why don't we do music for the next 10 or 15 minutes? Just go for it.
Yeah.
And maybe, actually, between songs, just announce again the gathering and where it is and what people can expect. Okay.
Okay, what's next?
A turbo rattle there. Should I play?
Go play, John.
Oh, I thought those were sticking out next to it. Oh, you can go for it. Okay.
Oh, let me do this.
When John
the
plays,
mic.
We all stare at him.
You probably, you want it farther away.
A little farther.
I'm a very quiet player.
Okay.
Because I only do it with my thumb and.
Okay, fine.
I'm not plugged in.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Just stuff like that.
Ooh, yeah.
Stuff like that leaves us in staring and awe.
We're all,
oh
a little,
my gosh.
Still blown away.
John is in the Tenor Guitar Beautiful. Hall of Fame. He's the only one of us that is. The rest of us are too modest.
Okay. How about who did, can a group thing or a two or three? No, no.
Well, we all just arrived. You know, we don't live anywhere near each other.
Right. So although, you're just hanging out. Okay.
Well, we did have a little
but
chance
Gina
to try one
little...
out in the lobby here
okay.
for a second. So this is a quick little run of a song of mine.
Okay.
This is called Lonesome Bones, and
I'm just going to do the coloring
what you do.
Stuff. Yeah.
You just do what you do. All right. Here we go. Oh, my lonesome bones, tired of this old road. I gotta find my pony, 'cause I feel so lonely. Oh, these lonesome bones, kicking dust down the trail. Oh Lord, let love prevail. I just don't belong in this three-horse town. Oh, these lonesome bones, get up again, little doggy. That's what they all say. I just don't suppose I'll outrun my woes. Still I keep kicking just on down the trail. Hit it, John.
It's beautiful. And again, you can hear that kind of music and more like it. The 10th annual Tenor Guitar Gathering happening now, concert tonight at
6 p.m.
with previews at 5:30?
Just a meet and greet.
Meet and greet at 5:30. And for more information, you can visit tenorguitargathering.info. And the concerts today and tomorrow are at the Performing Arts Center in Astoria. Okay, now we need more music. This is just so wonderful. I just...
Well, I have a song I've never done.
Oh, good. That's the best kind.
And I think I remember all the words. And I'll try not to sing too. If I sing loud, I'll
don't worry about it. Yeah, okay.
I've got dirt on my hands, regret on my mind. A man must be a fool to leave the things I left behind. See my water turn to sand, life slipping right. Eddie Hinton wrote it.
Okay.
And pre-Allman Brothers, Greg and Dwayne Allman played it.
Really? Cool. Wow.
No, this could be a sing-along or a play-along. It's a blues in D.
Okay.
It's a little blues I wrote for about my wife's hometown before I ever saw it. She used to tell me about it. And it's called Asuncion. I want to drink my chub of mate, heat up by the tree. Hippolonus hump upon the evening breeze. Asuncion. I want to ride my capybara. Slop the butt.
while I'm sleeping. Nighttime's when them howler monkeys roam. That's all to you. One more, anybody? Chaco, oh, to my home, Asuncion.
Wow.
I like that stuff.
We are enjoying a wonderful tenor guitar jam session here on Arts Live and Local. And if you want to hear more tenor guitars, concert tonight, meet and greet at 5:30. Concert starts at 6 o'clock at the Performing Arts Center. If you need more information, check out a copy of Coast Weekend on newsstands everywhere. And you can also go to the website tenorguitargathering.info. Okay, we have about 7 or 8 minutes left. We need to wrap up at 4. And I need to say a few things like at 3:59, but if you can just give me a little background music for that, that would be great. So how about some more music to take us up to 3:59?
I'm listening. Prove something behind you.
Okay. Well, no. This is the real thing until like 3:59. I'm just really impressed with how you just sort of pick up and all play together.
Tom's a great player.
That's magic.
He's got ears like an elephant. He can hear anything.
Because yes. Mandola.com was taken. I'm really glad Mandola.com was taken.
Okay.
Because otherwise I wouldn't know anybody here.
Ah, yeah, yes, that would have been a...
It would have been a tragedy that I didn't even know about.
Exactly, exactly. So again, you can enjoy these folks and their music at the 10th annual Tenor Guitar Gathering, Performing Arts Center, 5:30 meet and greet, 6 o'clock concert, as well as classes and other events tomorrow and another concert tomorrow night, Performing Arts Center, Astoria, Oregon.
I imagine that each of us, because we're each playing rather short sets each concert, we'll be playing different things each night. So someone could come to both concerts and a completely different program.
Right. Okay, good point, good point. And you, our listeners, have gotten a little sample of the huge variety that these wonderful instruments can
All four strings
generate.
Of them.
Yeah. So how about a couple of more minutes of music?
What do you got?
Well, I'll be happy to lead something here.
Go for
the
it.
The Andrews Sisters hit from 1938 by Mirabistu Shane, which means by me, for me, you are beautiful.
Whoa.
And then you can...
Of all the girls I've known, and I've known some, until I first met you, I was lonesome. And then you came inside and my heart grew light, and this old world seemed new to me. You're really swell, I have to admit you deserve expressions that really fit you. And so I've racked my brain hoping to explain all the things that you mean to me. By me, Mr. Shane, please let me explain. By me, Mr. Shane means that you're grand. By me, Mr. Shane, again I'll explain. It means you're the fairest in the land. I could say Bella, Bella, even say Wunderbar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. I've tried to explain by mir bis for shame. So kiss me and say you understand. So kiss me and say you understand.
Wonderful.
Right on the money.
Dubia, dubia.
Oh, that's a great song.
That is a
If you could give me a little
song.
Background music here.
Oh.
Thank you for listening to Arts Live and Local here on Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria, 91.9 FM, KTCB Tillamook, 89.5 FM, streaming at coastradio.org, and make sure to take in the 10th annual Tenor Guitar Gathering Performing Arts Center. Go to tenorguitargathering.info for more info. And we have just a few more seconds to enjoy the tenor guitars. Oh, stay tuned for Left, Right, and Center.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.